They claim that supposedly the Danish land records and census registers from St. Croix don't identify him as a Jew, so he must have been Christian. Now, none of these historians actually consulted the Danish land records and census registers. I learned enough Danish to read through this material. What did I find? Well, it turns out they're right. He's not identified as a Jew in these records. And this would be problematic for my argument today were it not for the case that I also uncovered that every other known Jew on St. Croix is also not identified as a Jew in these records. The entire basis for denying Levine's Judaism is this bogus claim that he would have been identified a Jew in these particular records were he Jewish. And it's a finding that is wholly untethered to the historical record. You can see here, I've just drawn one example. This is from the Danish archives, Emanuel Aboab, a known Sephardic Jew. No indication of any kind in this census register that he was Jewish. And this is one of dozens upon dozens upon dozens of examples that I found. Well, what else do we know about Levine? We know that his last name was Levine, sometimes spelled Lavian, which is a Sephardic variant, right? It is a quintessentially Jewish last name, one of only three last names that's specifically Jewish, along with Cohen and Israel. It indicates ancestry in the Levi tribe of Israel. So, and it's worth mentioning that Christian Danes at this time, but not Jewish Danes, had patronymic last names. So if your father's name was Jen, you would be Jensen, son of Jen. Well, Levine is unquestionably not patronymic. We also know that he was a merchant, a typical Jewish profession in the Danish West Indies at this time. And Hamilton's own grandson explicitly identified Levine as a, quote, rich Danish Jew. So if Levine were Jewish, is it possible that Rachel converted to Judaism to marry him? I have undertaken an intensive study of 18th century Danish marriage law, which, by the way, not a very crowded field. It's me and this like one emeritus professor in Copenhagen, and we email all the time. He's good people. What I uncovered is that it's not until 1798, 53 years after Rachel and Johann get married, that Danish law allows a Jew and Gentile to marry without a conversion.